Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I am Greg Kot. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcast, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon. As you know, Jim and I have a ton of music that we like to get to. This is a great outlet for us to talk about our Desert Island Jukebox favorites. We're always ready to add another one. I've got like the next six or seven that I'm thinking
always,
about.
Always.
You know? And I know you do too, Jim. Give us a little hint about what you're going to give us today.
Well, not long ago, we did one of Alex's beloved list shows, songs with women in the title, songs about women. And this was a contender. And it got bumped just because we thought we had to do five, or we had to do six, and then we had to do five. Right? And that's sort of the story of this entire band's career. So close, but just getting bumped
just
out of the spotlight.
Okay.
I'm going to highlight them.
I like that. I'm always rooting for the underdog. Dog, so
yes.
This is going to be great. We're going to hear that in a minute on Sound Opinions. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. Every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know when you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
We are back. Jim, what song are you going to add to the Desert Island Jukebox today?
Greg, I am going to highlight one of the great shoegazer bands of the early 90s on Creation Records. Never made it as big as any of their peers, Slow Dive.
Yeah, I love that band.
I'm going to play the song Allison. It was on that list of great songs about women, right? Although in typical fashion, Slow Dive was among the most impressionistic of the shoegazer bands or the members of the scene that celebrates itself. And they never got the love, even from the Brit press. You know, the British music press in the early 90s was all over shoegaze when it started out, Ride and My Bloody Valentine. And then they turned very quickly because this little band from America broke called Nirvana. Mm-hmm. You know, and then the wispy psychedelia of the shoegaze groups, became old hat. I always thought Slow Dive was one of the best, although they were one of the mellowest, one of the most understated, and as I said, one of the most gauzy and impressionistic. Certainly when alternative rock broke and the sounds out of Seattle, they were just too wimpy, I think. They had gotten signed after their first album on Creation to SBK in America, one of those, you know, best known for Wilson Phillips. They didn't know what to do with them. And midway through the tour, they pulled all their funding and said, that's it, you're done, right? But that second album, there was enough cash when they were recording it that it was produced by, you can say it, Souvlaki. Souvlaki came out, album number two, was Brian Eno. Brian Eno, come on, Brian Eno produced the album Souvlaki.
I did not know that.
He co-wrote two of the songs.
I may have known that, but I forgot it. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
He's everywhere, Brian Eno.
He is everywhere.
Including on this show.
Yeah, there you go. You know, in the great ambient tradition, they found him a little overbearing, also in the great Eno tradition. But I think that's their finest album, album number two, Souvlaki. And then, you know, the band was pretty much at the end of the road, no more label. You know, the two founding members, guitarist, vocalist Neil Halstead, and vocalist, guitarist Rachel Goswell, went on to another band, Mojave 3. There have been slow dive reunions since, but they just never had their moment like other groups in that movement. And I think that's sad. Allison is a beautiful song in the slow drive tradition. What's it about and who is I have no idea. You know, we hear Allison, I'm lost. Allison, I'll drink your wine and wear your clothes when we're both high. Allison, I said we're sinking, but she laughs and tells me it's just fine. It's about a mood. It's about a feeling. It's about wistfulness. It's not necessarily meant to be taken literal. I think that was Slowdive's problem. But, you know, hey, My Bloody Valentine was the same deal. They were hugely influenced by the Valentines, perhaps a bit too much. The last time we mentioned Slowdive on the show was way back in 2017 when then-producer Evan Chung did a Hooked on Sonics with Neil Halstead, and all he talked about was My Bloody Valentine. It would have been refreshing to hear him talk about something completely like you know, Fugazi or something, you know, something completely different. But no. So here is one of the great underrated shoegaze bands of the early 90s, Slowdive with Allison. Listen close. Allison by Slowdive. You can hear the Eno there, no?
Well, you know, I can't particularly see his thumbprint all over it because I really do think they were pretty consistent in the way they sounded. I remember going to see them live for the first time.
Yeah.
And their first piece of music they played just totally enraptured me. I'm like, wow, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever heard.
In a Cocteau Twins way.
Yeah, and then it didn't really, it basically stayed in that one place for 90 minutes. And I'm like, that's one long song, but it's a good song. So I appreciate that.
One of the things that gets overlooked in the shoegaze movement, to my mind, the male-female mixed-gender bands were really inspiring because you had great women instrumentalists who were playing beside great male instrumentalists, and they never made a big deal out of it. It was the first time we were really seeing co-ed creative forces.
Well, it was a case where the sound completely subsumed personality, and that's why I think it never really took off the way it could have, because musically it was just incredible. But there was no, like, nobody emerged from behind that wall of sound to, like, say, here I am.
I'm a star.
World, I'm a pop star.
No, with that, we got the Britpop movement that followed and the Dumbos and
Oasis.
Yeah, we
had Liam and Noel, to sort of take that mantle. Love the pick, though, Jim. And that is it for this bonus episode. But if you've got thoughts on it, start a conversation in our Facebook group or leave a voice message on our website, soundopinions.org. We're due for a discussion of shoegaze once again. Slow Dive in particular.
As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our intern, Mary Bernthal. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott.